Hey, Loco sports fans. When you hear Horizon Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, think advanced, local, and specialized therapy care. The team at Horizon prides themselves on the diversity of their 30-plus specialized treatment programs, including advanced sports medicine and orthopedic care, as they offer the area's only Alter-G treadmill and have an indoor heated resistance therapy pool. For nearly 15 years, Horizon's outpatient, physical, occupational, and sports medicine programs have been addressing the needs of athletes, weekend warriors, and their fans. At any level, at any age or stage, their specialized therapists and athletic trainers are ready to get you back in the game. Visit horizonrehabilitation.com for more information or call 843-671-REHAB. That's 843-671-REHAB. Horizon Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, proud sponsors of LocoSports.com.
This is the Loco Sit Down with your hosts, Justin Jarrett and Wes Kerr.
Hey, Loco sports fans. Welcome to another edition of the Loco Sit Down. We're breaking the longer interviews out into their own podcast now, get them a little bit more attention and, just get some more content out there for everybody and different pieces and parts and parcels. And we're very happy today to be joined by Kaylee Washington, one of the senior leaders on the Bluffton Bobcats girls basketball team that is the region champion now. You guys took down May River again last night, three times this season. I know that was a tough test. You know, they closed the gap on you guys from game one to game two, but no question in game three, second half, you guys dominated, got the job done, and now you get to be the number one seed in the playoffs. How excited is this for Bluffton Bobcat girls basketball?
It's very exciting. To get another chance to play in the playoffs is definitely a big accomplishment, because we've struggled to lose a lot in the playoffs, but I feel like this time we're like really determined to have a good spot at making the state playoffs and doing a good job there.
I was really impressed by your defense tonight, especially in the second half. You guys went to a full court press and you didn't let May River do much at all. Tell me about the adjustments that you guys made in that second half to kind of really put that upper hand up on the defensive side and clamp down and make sure that they don't get any good looks on offense.
Yeah, well, it's no secret that Morgan Scott definitely dominated us in the post. She put the pressure on us, which we weren't really used to, because May River's team, I say, is a big team that puts most of their pressure on the post. So we just shifted our defense to, like, stop her mainly and put more pressure onto the guards, allowing us to, like, you know, break away with our defense.
You mentioned the guards. You guys obviously have a fantastic backcourt and very young with Takoya and Katie. And then your little sister, we say little, she's pretty big and strong. Maddie is part of that class too. Man, what a fantastic future. And I know you're a little bit bittersweet that you may not be around for it, but it's going to be exciting to watch baby sister and the rest of these baby Bobcats for a few years, right?
Very exciting. I feel like they're stacked for a really long time. And I love the transition that she made into Bluffton, because playing with her is like really fun. And her, Katie, and Koya are a really sound team to play against. And I feel like I wouldn't want to play with anyone else.
Kaylee, tell me about your relationship with your sister over the years and how basketball has really helped that bonding with you guys.
Well, of course, she came from Christian Academy my senior year, which was, I feel like, a good decision, because this is our first year playing on a team together, and I feel like it's really working out in our favor. We do play the same position, and I feel like coming off the bench, she does really good. Like, she's probably the one that competes with me the most for my spot. And practices are really fun. I feel like playing against her is harder than playing against these teams around here, because the competition is, like, really there. Yeah, I feel like she's ready.
You guys have faced some tough competition early in the season, but weren't really challenged too much in region play. Are you at all concerned about that as you go into the playoffs and the caliber of competition? You know, is going to step up really quick this year with just two teams per region getting in. You feel like you guys are prepared for the challenges that are coming?
I feel like we are more prepared since last year's season when we lost to North Myrtle Beach, but I feel like we're like really sound on our feet. We're going into two practices Friday and today to fix those minor mistakes that we might have done last night. But I feel like once we correct them, I feel like we're really good, and I think we've got this.
Tell me about how some of those playoff losses in the past few years will help fuel you guys to break through and get that big playoff victory.
Last year we won the first round, and going into the second and losing, I felt like hit pretty hard because I loved our team last year, having Tatiana there and Takoya with a big contribution to the team. But I feel like this year we're more prepared, and I feel like the loss last year has gotten us to where we are this year, because our coaches always say that we always, like, you know, are the neighborhood bullies and we go in and fold. And this year, hearing that in our ear all the time, I feel like we're more prepared and approve, like, our community wrong, that we can go upstate and challenge those girls.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. We're looking forward to that playoff run. How much do you want to make this run in the playoffs? I mean, this is it for you as a senior. How much does it feel like the stakes are different this year than they were a year ago, just being a senior and knowing that every game could be your last?
This year, under the circumstances of COVID and us overcoming all of it, I feel like we have, like, a really good chance of going up there and winning, which I would like to do. Even though this is my senior year, I don't really plan to play college ball in college, but we're like these seniors, freshmen coming up, and their exposure, I really like to make it there so they can get out there. So by their senior year, they're already in, and they just, you know, can do what they do best and obtain their scholarships and offers.
Absolutely. That's an outstanding response there. And just this season has been unprecedented in so many ways with COVID-19, and we weren't sure if we would have a winter sports season a couple months ago. Tell me how grateful you are to be able to complete this full season in your senior year.
Extremely grateful, because last year we ended our playoffs with a loss. Going into spring sports, because I do track and soccer, not being able to play was kind of hurtful, because, you know, that means, like, next year, senior year, you only have one season. But to come into basketball once again and do really good in our region going into playoffs, I feel extremely grateful. Under the circumstances of COVID and how many lives we lost from it. And to also be able to play a whole season without any sicknesses on our team, we are extremely grateful for that, because we've been doing all the right things, wearing your mask, sanitizing the balls and everything. But I feel as if we're really grateful to be able to play healthy.
And you've got to be more careful than ever now, because obviously, any kind of exposure or anything could shut down your whole season and end the playoff dream. So definitely, it's been a challenging season, no doubt. And I think in a challenging time for our country, but certainly for you folks, the high school kids, your lives have been turned upside down. How do you feel like you guys are managing? How are y'all doing? I mean, high school kids, are y'all hanging in there?
Bluffton High, our principal has done a really good job in managing through the pandemic. And as you walk around the school, everyone has their mask on. We social distance in the classrooms. We have these new shields and everything, and temperature checks, and, you know, just taking care of ourselves, because Coach Roberts makes sure that we take care of ourselves. He tells us, if we go around family, keep your mask on, you know, let them know the situation, and just mainly take care of yourself so the team can take care of each other.
Well, you have certainly excelled in high school, and I have heard that you have earned acceptances to a variety of colleges and universities. Tell me about where you've gotten accepted to and what you're thinking as you look to make that decision for your next 4 years.
So I recently got accepted this week into Clemson and University of South Carolina. My top choice is North Carolina A&T. I would like to pursue my degree at an HBCU. And I'm currently waiting on acceptance from Spelman, Howard, and South Carolina State University, along with FAMU. But I like to become a nurse practitioner and get a degree in biology. And, you know, just make my family proud, because, you know, we have an HBCU graduate here in the house. And I would love to, you know, keep the tradition going.
That's great. And kind of dovetails into my next question, which is just about You know, the unrest that we've had in the past few months, going back to the summer, you know, social justice movement, Black Lives Matter. Tell us just a little bit about your experience growing up as a young Black woman in the South, in particular here in Bluffton, and just what that's been like, and you know, your thoughts on you know, kind of race in America, I guess.
I truly believe that the best decision I made was the summer of eighth grade, deciding to go into public school, because I attended Hilton Head Prep for like most of my school life. And the decision that my mom allowed me to make, I feel like was the best decision, because it exposed me to lots of things. And like growing up, it wasn't like much Black girls in my class. So like being able to go to school and see many Black girls, you know, pursuing the same goals that I have is really motivating.
And now you get to see a Black woman in the vice president's role. What did that mean to you personally? That had to be pretty special.
It was extremely special, because I never pictured that, you know, growing up. And to see so many different changes in the year 2020 and 2021 is, you know, like making little girls at home not second guess themselves and know that they can do it too. And not to let society standards, you know, hold them back, because anything is possible. And we saw that when Barack Obama was a minute into office.
Absolutely. Tell me about the leadership that you have shown this season on the court, and kind of how you've set an example for those freshmen like Katie and Takoya to help continue to help them build their careers.
Being on a team with Katie and Takoya and Madison, the other younger, is really good. Like leading them, our season kind of started off to like a slow start. We were like kind of slightly discouraged on most of the games that we got canceled, but ever since we've got into it, like just taking one step at a time, going team by team, and mostly staying positive, because that's really all you can do in a situation like this, and hope for the best. I mean, we cover all that we can do as a team, and we just hope that everything else along falls in place for success.
We talk a lot about this freshman class, but 3 years ago, there was a pretty dang good freshman class too. You guys have come along really nicely. You know, Cassandra has really played well down the stretch. Samari is obviously a utility knife for you guys, who can do a little bit of everything. Talk a little bit about your senior teammates and just what it has been like to play with them for these 4 years, and especially this senior season as you guys make a run at it.
Yeah, our senior class is pretty fun. I started my sophomore year. I really could have started freshman year, but I was so scared to try out, you know, transitioning from private school to public school. But sophomore year, I feel like I made a good decision to come try out with the team. And growing up with Samari, CeCe, and Jalen was like really fun. We've like learned each other, you know, those passes to like each other. It's like really, it's a lot of history behind it, I feel like. I've played with CeCe since like rec league, since we were like little. And just to, you know, finish off high school playing together, I feel like it's really fun. And like a good thing, you know, to look back at once we're older.
You've done a fantastic job embracing your role on this team. Tell me what it means to have that title as a role player, as a supporting player to those stars like a Takoya, like a Tatiana Eakin over the years. Tell me about how you've embraced that role on your team. As that supporting player?
Embracing it, I feel like, is really good. Of course, to fill in the shoes that Tatiana left is extremely hard. But to, you know, like, push the freshman class up, to know that, like, they can be the next TT. They can do outstanding here in the Lowcountry. And I feel like last year's team left a big mark as they went into Rock Hill and put our name out there, you know, winning the tournament. And, you know, putting our name out there, because that's always been our goal, is to show that down here, like, we can do it too. It's not just upstate. So to just encourage them, you know, because those freshmen, they have really, really big dreams. That's why I feel like we should get to the state playoffs to help them make those dreams happen and put Bluffton on the map.
It's always a work in progress. You're always just trying to advance the ball for the next guy, right? But what do you feel like are the keys for you guys going to the playoffs? What are the things that you have to do well to still be playing on state championship weekend?
to do well. I feel like as long as the post and the guard, you know, match each other energy, you know, communicate. We struggle a little bit with communication, but it's gotten us this far. But I feel like if we just tweak those minor errors, I feel like it's in our hands. And I feel like we could do really good.
Absolutely. Tell me about what basketball has taught you over the years. At Bluffton High School, from Coach Lonnie Roberts, tell me how basketball has shaped your life at Bluffton High School and beyond.
Going into the new school, you know, not knowing anyone, I feel as if basketball, you know, like gave me a family in school. Like, it's so easy to, you know, walk in school, see your teammates, and just the bond that I've had with my teammates over the past 3 years has been, like, really outstanding. Still bonds with seniors who've graduated like 2 years ago. It's really good. And I feel like our coaches do a good job with making sure that we have that bond before touching a basketball. And I feel like that's like one of the main reasons that have gotten us this far. Because just the chemistry of our team, you know, the trust that we have for each other, it just shows in our basketball skills. And, you know, from our record, you could just tell the chemistry is there.
You talked a little bit about the spring season coming up, and you're double dipping. You're doing track and soccer. How challenging is that?
It's pretty challenging trying to master, you know, two different sports. I love my coaches. Coach McCarthy is really good, you know. And I feel like as long as I do the right things, you know, in this pandemic and, you know, follow all the right steps, I feel like it could work out. It's worked out previously. So I hope to see, like, what it has for me.
I think it's certainly a case where playing soccer and playing track kind of helps your basketball as well. Kind of how have those different sports kind of built off each other and helped your skills in others?
Transitioning from basketball to soccer has never been hard because Coach Roberts has made sure that we've always been in shape. I mean, we start running way before the season starts, you know. Although we hate to go out there, when we see it as a form of punishment, it really shows playing against these teams because it's like we're out here blowing them out, you know, getting all those fast breaks and they're tired. Like, we're breaking them down. And personally, I like to thank them for that because although we see it as punishment preseason, it really helps us. Like, now going into state playoffs, I feel like that's the advantage that we have over these teams that we play.
But I'm sure you're looking even more forward to those spring sports because you lost them last year. What mean after having those seasons cut short in your junior year to come back senior year?
To come back, you appreciate the sport way more to know that you have the chance to play, you know, and do well in it. Our soccer, the girls' soccer team at Bluffton has always been extremely strong. We put up a good fight against the teams around here, winning the region and doing the best that we can. And I feel like going into that, the chemistry there is also really fun. It is a new group of people, but transitioning has always been easy. As I go over with CeCe Gray, you know, and doing it, I feel like we could do really good at it.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to the spring. You're busy. I mean, between school and all these sports you're playing, you're busy. But we do like to ask student athletes, you know, what passions they have off the court, off the field. So, you know, what are some of your hobbies and passions? What gets you excited, Kaylee?
My motivation this year, you know, looking in the mail and seeing all those acceptances and seeing all the hard work these past 3 years pay off, because school is really, really a big deal, you know. Without the grades, you can't really go anywhere. And to see, like, all those habits practiced at such a young age, like, really benefit you now is really good. Like, because I feel like this week I really appreciated more getting accepted into big schools like Clemson, you know, stop like really top schools. And I just, like, you know, thank my parents for staying on us with our good homework skills and everything, because now you can see it benefiting. Like, senior year is the year you see all what you practice, you know, show what you did.
Absolutely. It must be a great feeling to see all that hard work come to fruition, you know, and getting all those amazing acceptances to some fantastic schools. So I'm sure you're very proud of what you have done at Bluffton High School. And then going back to senior year, what would it mean for this basketball team to go deep in the playoffs and maybe even get a state championship?
It would mean a lot. Personally, just to go out, you know, with the state playoffs, I believe would be our first one with Roberts, be awesome. And I just feel like, you know, that's that first big step for, you know, basketball players that are rising and going into their senior year or sophomore year. But I feel like going into the state playoffs is more about just winning. I feel like it's just for, like, the exposure. I know my sister, she, like, wants to play college ball. So I feel like just to know that I helped her my senior year get there and get that exposure from all those colleges out there watching, I feel like it's the best thing that I could do for them. Like, the best thing that I could contribute to them, more than, like, you know, defense in the game. But just getting them there and showing them up there that we can get there and do good is my goal for this season.
Well, Kaylee, it's been a great season, a great career for you. Congratulations on all your success, and especially in the classroom, all those acceptance letters rolling in. That's just awesome stuff. Hope they keep coming, and you get to make your number one pick wherever that ends up being, whether it's NCAA&T or somewhere else. Thanks so much for sitting down with us today.
Thank you.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Loco Sit Down. Thanks again to Kaylee Washington from the Bluffton Bobcats girls basketball team. We'll be following them throughout the playoffs at locosports.com, so be sure to check out all our coverage and see just how far Kaylee and the Bobcats can go. Thanks for joining us for this issue of the Loco Sit Down. Until next time, go Loco.